My Needs, His Fullness by James Michael. All plenitude is in Christ, to answer all the needs of His people. In Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, that out of His fullness I may receive all spiritual blessings. Have I destroyed myself by sin? I have deliverance from Him who is mighty to save from sin and wrath. Is my foolish mind darkened? Am I a guilty, polluted, and ruined wretch? Jesus is my wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Is my life fleeting and passing away like a shadow? Jesus is the Ancient of Days and endures forevermore. Are my days short-lived and full of trouble? Jesus is my life, the length of my days, and the joy of my heart. Am I exposed to contempt? Jesus shall be my crown of glory and diadem of beauty. Am I traveling through the wilderness? Jesus is my staff, and on Him I lean all the way. Am I on my last journey to my long home? Jesus is my leader and my rewarder. Am I a sheep? Jesus is my pasture, and my green pasture too. Am I hungry and thirsty? Jesus is my heavenly manna and gives me to drink of the water of life. Am I weary? Jesus is my rest and refreshing. Am I weak? Jesus is my strength. Am I oppressed and wronged? Jesus is my judge and my avenger. Am I reproached? The reproach of His people Jesus will wipe away. Am I a soldier? Jesus is my captain and shield. Must I fight in the field of battle? Jesus is my armor in the day of war. Do I sit in darkness? Jesus is my light. Do I have doubts? Jesus is my counselor. Am I ignorant? Jesus is my wisdom. Am I guilty? Jesus is my justification. Am I filthy? Jesus is my sanctification. Am I dead in sin? Jesus is my life, and quickens those who are dead in trespasses and sins. Am I poor? Jesus is the pearl of great price and has immeasurable riches. Am I blind? Jesus and none but He can open the eyes of one born blind. Am I naked? Jesus has white clothing to cover the shame of my nakedness. Am I in the very utmost necessity? Jesus is a very present help in time of trouble. Am I exposed to the hurricanes of adversity? Jesus is a refuge from the storm, a shelter from the blast, rivers of water in a desert, the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Am I afraid of being left alone? Jesus will never leave me nor forsake me. Do friends and brethren prove false? Jesus is the friend who sticks closer than a brother. Am I in danger from diseases and death, or from sin and Satan? My life is hidden with Christ in God. When He shall appear, I shall appear with Him, immortal in my body and glorious in my soul. Is my case considered in the court of heaven? There Jesus is my advocate. Do I offend the Father? Jesus is my intercessor. Do I suffer in my body, and am I grieved in my mind? Jesus bore my infirmities and carried my griefs. Is my mind disquieted and my soul debarred from peace? Jesus is my sympathetic high priest. He was tempted in all points, and knows how to support those who are tempted. Am I poor in my circumstances? Jesus, the heir of all things, though he was rich, yet for my sake he became poor, that I, through his poverty, might be made rich. Do I suffer in my character? Jesus was numbered with transgressors, called a Samaritan, a glutton, a drunkard, and a devil. Am I bereaved or alone? Well, Jesus, in the fatal night, was left alone. All the disciples forsook him and fled. Jesus, my only friend, can never die. Must I undergo death and be laid in the grave? Jesus has taken away the sting of death and robbed the grave of its victory. Must I rot in the grave? Jesus shall be my resurrection and raise me to immortality and bliss. Would I go to God and to glory? Jesus is my way and must admit me into the palace of the great King, where I shall abide forever. In summary, Jesus is my brother, my physician, my prophet, my priest, my king, my father, my head, my husband. In eternity, when I shall dwell in the land of bliss, in the city of God, Jesus will be the light thereof. And since I am to worship there forever, he will be the temple of all the redeemed. My needs are many, but his fullness is infinitely more. The morning dews and fructifying showers water the fields and refresh the parched furrows. But what are they compared to the exhaustless ocean of Jesus? What is all that I enjoy here below compared to the exuberant fullness of the heavenly bliss? Oh, then how shall my soul be replenished when possessed of this infinite all through eternity itself?